All right. Who begged you to not go to the movie? Who begged?
No one.
What?
I was apparently
our future selves begged. You know,
I was apparently being unenthusiastic.
Yeah. Oh yes. Well, no, a regular amount of enthusiasm for a 16-year-old.
Because you were like, "Do you want to do a movie tomorrow?" To me and mom, and I was like, "Yeah."
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Yeah.
And then you're like, "I have no idea if she wants to go," and I'm like, "I said yeah."
Yes, but it's the tone that matters.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Exactly. I am a valley girl. We know that. Let's not fight it anymore.
Okay.
So the movie that we went to go and half see was called Mufa. Was there a second half that I'm not aware of?
We didn't actually watch it, so we wouldn't know.
Well, we got in there. Now, we've got it down to a fine art, which is that the movie started at 1 p.m. and we got there at like 1:14.
No, we got there at 1:07.
But sorry, yeah, 1:07. By 1:14, they were just finishing up all of the previews. So we have got it down to a fine art.
We know exactly what's going on.
Yes. And the previews all seem to suck donkey as well. So then the movie started. And
sadly.
For a little bit. The movie started, and I, as always, I'll say this every time, I'm absolutely amazed at the technology. They've got water scenes. They've
Are
got
you kidding? I thought this actually was bad.
No, no, the technology is great. The way they used it was not great. The visuals weren't great.
I thought the animation was pretty bad.
Go on.
It did not look fluid. I saw that one, obviously, probably maybe a higher budget. I don't know. But I saw that dinosaur documentary on, like, from David Attenborough.
Oh, the way back one. We saw this like a year or two ago, three?
2 years ago. It was 2020 or 2022 or something like that.
Okay.
Way better technology. And the fact that this was done like 3 or 4 years later.
Wow.
Makes me think, huh?
Not for you. Yeah, I mean, personally, I thought it was pretty good, but I can certainly understand where you're coming from. Just to me, like the amount of water, the fluid dynamics, the fact that they've got all this wet hair. I mean, it's pretty neat for me as far as the technology goes. But, oh, man.
Yeah.
It's like everything's on the story. Should we turn around and try the other way? The way we came?
We could.
Because this is like...
Yeah, we could.
Looking back. Yeah, so it was... A zillion dollars on the technology and $0 on the story.
Yeah.
So
like genuinely, I could have written a better story, bro. And I've like got like, and they're paying people to do this. I would have done it for free.
So yeah, the way that it seems to work is they think that a story is a series of events. No, not this one. Right?
No, no, keep going.
Yeah, it is a series of events. So someone gets born. They go to the water hole because it's raining. And then there's a disaster in the water hole. And then there's a fight from the white lions. Because, you know, even in lion country, white guys are the bad guys.
Yeah.
But there, although there are, I think, in fact, white lions. But it's all just like a series of things that happen. But there's no actual story. A story has to have some kind of moral to it. And it's also simplistic and dumbed down.
And like, I think, again, the events are important because... Sorry, the events are important, but they're supposed to be happening because of a story.
Yeah.
Like, there needs to be a reason more than just, ooh, rain is cool, as right. to why he went to the water pool. Maybe he was going to meet, let's say, his friend, right. or, like, the opposing lion, like, the prince dude. The bad guy. I assume the guy who grows up to be the bad guy. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
From the other tribe. Maybe they have, like...
Left here?
What? No, right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
As an example, I don't know, maybe the two, quote-unquote...
No, I think it's left.
Yeah. No, it's this way.
Okay. My apologies, because I know we turned right.
100%. Okay. We went down there, and then we turned.
Oh, yes, yes, okay.
Even the GPS saying it.
Well, I know, but the GPS is trying to take us the wrong way. We turned around, because... Anyway, it didn't matter. Okay, so...
Sorry, I was saying, like, the two brothers are, again, not biological brothers, but maybe they have, like, some friendship going on that they're not allowed to have because the two tribes or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So then that's why he goes to the water to hang out and play with his friend or whatever.
Right.
Then he gets swept along and then there's that whole mess. Like, I'm just saying there needs to be some story reason as to why they go there, not just, oh, it looks cool.
And the story has to have something to do with good or bad choices because the purpose of art is to get you to rehearse and see the consequences of bad choices or good choices so you can either be discouraged or encouraged from making good or bad choices.
Yeah.
Ah, drives me crazy. So, yeah, this was just like, the parents were just retarded at the beginning because the parents are like, hey, it's the first rain we've had in, what was it, 60 moons?
Well,
So 5 years, really? 60 months? So 5 years.
That usually happens.
Okay, I accept that. But then in order for there to be any life in this area, the rain has to be insane.
Yeah.
Right? 100%. It has to be just a complete drench. So the older parents have lived for however many years that they've lived, and apparently they don't know that the waterhole gets insanely dangerous when the rains come.
No idea.
Right? Because, and all the animals just go down to drink the water, right?
Yeah.
And they let their son go into the water, or they let him go ahead. And then we don't know because we walked out, but we don't know what happens to the parents. But the kid, you know, half drowns and all of that. And it's just, why? Just don't let your kid run ahead. Keep him close to you and you'll be fine. So, but it wasn't about how inattentive, bad, selfish parents, because they're like the greatest and noblest of parents for no particular reason.
They're just that cool.
And they make a terrible decision that either gets really the whole family killed. Because I imagine that a lion cub in the wild dies.
Yeah.
Right? Can't hunt.
Can't do anything.
He just gets eaten, right?
Yeah.
So they wiped out the entire genetic lineage. The entire family was wiped out because the parents were idiots.
Well, I don't know if the parents died.
Yes, but...
The one-year-old kid died.
The last thing we saw was the parents stuck in water looking like they were drowning. And maybe they didn't die, but... If they didn't die, it was a complete miracle.
Yeah.
So are they good parents or bad parents? Do weird accidental things happen even to good parents? Well, then what's the point of the story? The point is supposed to be keep an eye on your kids and don't let them do dangerous stuff. That could be like the basic moral of that part of the story. But they're great parents and they let the kid do stupid stuff. And it seems like just about their whole lineage is wiped out. And what's the moral of the story? There's no moral of the story because they're great parents and just bad things happen.
Yeah.
So it's all just random, not based upon anyone's choices. The purpose of art shouldn't be to tell you bad stuff happens for no reason.
Yeah, true.
Everybody knows that. That the purpose of art should be don't make bad decisions because these are the consequences. Instead, make good decisions because these are better consequences. Anyway. So then he goes to the new tribe. And everything just felt like an absolute bone-wearying cliche.
Uh-huh.
I felt like I'd seen it all a zillion times before. I mean, you're younger, obviously.
No, I have to.
But it's like the mother takes in the stray, right?
The father
doesn't want
that.
The stray. Now, who's wrong?
The father.
The father is wrong. The father is, you see, lazy. Right? The father is portrayed as lazy. Oh, all he does is nap and so on. And it's like, well, one of the reasons why the males nap is because they are guarding the perimeters against foreign lions.
Yeah.
They patrol the outskirts of the pride lands, of their own particular tribal lands, in order to scare away foreign predators, right? So that's a lot of work. It's kind of dangerous. They don't just lie around doing nothing while the women do all the hunting. That's this like weird big cat feminist cliche.
I think there is something, I was trying to remember it. I've heard before something about lions hunting that made me surprised.
Uh-huh.
I think the females do the majority of it.
Yes, that's true.
But, yeah.
No, that is true for sure.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were saying that wasn't. No, it's,
no,
yeah.
It's true, but the males guard the entire, it's sort of like in a country, or let's say a tribal area in Africa or something. So the women will do the hunting and gathering for small game and for nuts and fruits or whatever it is, right? But the men are patrolling, making sure other men don't come in and stab and kill everyone at the night.
Yeah.
Right? So both of them are essential for the survival of the tribe. It's just one is more obvious than the other, which is the women doing the hunting, right?
Yeah.
So that sort of bothers me. Now, it certainly is true that, as you know, male lions, if they come across a female who already has cubs, they'll kill
cubs.
The cubs, right?
Yeah.
So I get all of that. And you can say that that's bad if you want, but then you can't say that lions are the kings of the jungle and are noble, wonderful creatures.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that habit...
Not very noble.
Well, no, you can say...
I mean, it makes sense, but...
It's how they became noble is to destroy...
The weak.
The weak, right? So that's how they become... How do you get to be an apex predator? Not by indulging in the weakest. It's by relentlessly destroying or dumping or ostracizing the weakest, right?
Yeah.
So, but the female sentimentality, which is so right and so wonderful, and the new cub, the stray, ends up saving the life of the mother and then the father. So the father's totally in the wrong. And also, the kid has superpowers. Like, he can smell an antelope half a mile away or something, like some stupid stuff, just some psychic nonsense, right? So, yeah, so the idea that they've become the kings of the jungle and that the fathers are idiots.
Yeah.
Or because the first father loses his kid and the second father doesn't want to stray. But the women are all wise and wonderful and loving and caring and great. And the males are just, you know, pig-headed or ignorant or foolish or, I mean, that's just, you know, kind of a, or violent, of course, in the case of the white lion tribe.
Yeah.
And, sorry, is there something else you wanted to add?
No, no.
So the other thing too, oh my gosh. So every time, you know, kids like lions, right? Now, why did they like lions? Because they're big, strong, powerful, and they look cool.
They do look cool.
They look absolutely.
They're like big dogs.
Yeah. They look absolutely cool. Although, obviously, way, way too much hidden, right? So,
bias.
I don't know what you're talking about. So, when the lions are going down to the watering hole, all of the other animals
are so chill with it.
They're not bothered by it at all.
Now, I was questioning. Oh, there's ducks. Sorry. I was questioning, does that happen in the animated version? Because I know you like the animated. I wasn't sure if that was something.
Animated version was great, in my
opinion. Were they also like that?
No. So in the animated version, the cruelty is delegated to the lower animals, like the hyenas.
Right.
In the animated version, all of the animals kneel before the king, but they're not chill around the lions. Not that I remember.
No, probably not. Right. Because so, I remember the scenes I've seen, it's the lions at the very top and they're separated. Like you couldn't jump down and hunt them. You'd have to run down. They'd know.
Right. Yeah. This is Pride Rock. He holds up his son and all of that. Right. And
no, the animals. It seems to be a big thing nowadays. Like, I remember we watched that one, The Wild Robot or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, animals are just like, what's a pecking order? Or yeah, not pecking order, understand. But like, what's apex predator?
Now, can you imagine that the animals would be celebrating the birth of a new lion?
Oh my God.
I mean.
Or like when the giraffe saved him from drowning.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so in this movie, the baby lion is drowning and the giraffe helps and saves him. And
bro, that guy's going to kill you.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the same thing in the first one, right? So in the first one, I just figured that Mufasa was a tyrant and they just had to bow down before him because otherwise he'd eat them. That was sort of my explanation, right? Appease the brute dictator, right? But it's to me, I was thinking about this in the movie because there wasn't much to think about in the movie. So I was thinking about it in the audience that in the past, so the stories that I was raised with were like the Grimm's Brothers fairy tales.
Oh my God, yeah.
Now, those things, they're a little psycho.
They're messed up. But I love watching the videos about them and stuff because it's like, bruh.
Yeah. But they do teach you something about danger in the world.
Yeah.
So, you know, you think of Hansel and Gretel and you think, okay, so they just go wandering in the woods, right?
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't go wandering in the woods, right? And if there are strangers.
No, nowadays it would be like, and they found paradise
with
all the birds.
Yeah, and they were taken into a windowless van to joy itself, right? So I found it strange to me, like in Hansel and Gretel, it is, even if things are tough at home, right? Because they have this mean stepmom, I think. So even if things are tough at home, you're better off at home than out in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if some stranger offers you candy,
don't take it.
Don't take it, right? Don't take it. So that's a good rule. Like that's a good rule to live by. And that's helpful, right? So it gives you something of value, right? A wolf in Little Red Riding Hood around the wolf, that people who can appear to be friendly, like your grandmother, might actually eat you. So you have to look beyond the appearance to look at the dangerous personality within. That's a good lesson, right?
Yeah. I grew up on like...
We did those stories.
We did those stories, but I grew up on like more toned down versions.
Yes, for
but,
sure.
But yeah, I definitely think we need to bring back, like kids need to stop being so sheltered. There's all this stuff where it's like, oh, the cute, the nice, the sweet. And it's like, that is not how the world works.
Well,
and I think it's good. Obviously, you don't want like a traumatized 2-year-old. But like, I think if there's a certain point, maybe 5 or 6, where it's like, okay, you got to stop showing them all of that. And not like start showing them like World War II documentaries. But I mean, like movies that are a little, or media that is a little more realistic and actually has morals and values and stuff like that. I don't know. That's my opinion. But
well, there were a couple of times in your childhood where you got to see some nature.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking of two in particular.
I'm thinking of the toad.
Yeah, so
we had chickens. We had two bantam chickens, and they were pretty young. And I found a toad, and it was a cool-looking toad. Like, it wasn't like the regular ones.
But you love toads.
I absolutely love toads. But I found a cool-looking one on the corner of our, like, house.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's really cool. And I'm about to pick it up. And I think usually when I bent down, the bantam chickens associated that with food. So they went up and they took the toad. And I was actually...
Well, they took the toad. They ripped it in
two. That's what I mean.
They did totally T-Rexed it,
well,
right?
They took it and I was chasing them and they were chasing each other for like 5 minutes and like just ripping it apart. And I still genuinely have like a raised heartbeat telling it.
Oh, like, it was
that
horrible.
Freaked me out.
Yeah, because there's something that you love. There's two things that you love.
Watching it get like absolutely mutilated and stuff. Yeah. Like actually like messed me up, bro, for like solid 2 weeks. I would not go outside and associate with those chickens.
Yep.
But
it was highly offensive, highly upsetting.
Obviously, like, I don't personally, if it were up to me, I would not have gone through that. But I mean, what are you going to do? Like, it's nature's nature.
Nature is nature. And they are dinosaurs.
And then, I mean, they got the revenge when the hawk took the bantam chicken.
Would you like to tell that story
I
as well?
I don't really remember it because I think I was out when it happened.
Well, we never saw it
happen. They went in our neighbor's yard. They went into the woods for some reason. Like, I don't, like, why would you do that? But they go in the woods, end up in our neighbor's yard because we have like a very small stretch of woods between us.
Yeah.
Like genuinely like 10 steps and you're through it.
Yeah.
And we got back and they're like, yeah, so we saw a hawk.
Yeah, hawk went off with your chicken. Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't too upset about that.
Well, you didn't see it, first of all.
And I hated those chickens. Because, again,
it
was shortly after that,
yeah,
and
yeah.
That was genuinely, like, I was six or something, like, that was, like, I would say at that age, like, literally traumatic, like,
right.
Watching this toad just get ripped apart, bro. So I wasn't too upset about that, I was more disappointed, but it was like, okay. And then the other one, are you thinking of the same thing with the chickens and the dogs?
So, or, I'm thinking of one other one than that, but go ahead.
The other one we had, this were not the bantam chickens, these were different chickens.
Yeah.
We had our neighbor's dogs get into our yard. I was out. We have like these little windowsills that kind of look into the basement. They're like really small little windows
yeah.
at the bottom. I think everyone knows what a windowsill is, but we had those and I was out there. Toads used to hide in those all the time.
Yep.
And I would try and take them out because if they jumped into like that like hole or whatever it was, I don't even know, but they couldn't get out.
Yep.
So I would take the toads out and stuff. And I was out there and there's this giant dog that just runs like at me.
Yeah.
And they have these giant huskies.
Yeah, they're scary dogs.
My brain was like wolf.
Yeah.
Obviously it wasn't. And look, it was like even right after I thought it, I was like rationalizing that is not a wolf. We do not have a wolf here.
And then I had this feeling that you carrying a bunch of ketchup packets in your pocket, Naomi, go on.
Right. I'm running inside, I'm screaming. I've had really bad experiences with dogs up to that age. Like I can think of three or four things that happened before.
Yeah.
I was also five. I think it was five this year. We had the bantam chickens the next summer.
Yeah.
And anyways, I'm inside. Our chickens are still outside. I'm freaking out. My mom's like, there's dogs, giant dogs in our yard. And my mom's like, that's a wolf. And I'm like, no, it's not. Like, wait, she just blurted it, right?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, it obviously wasn't.
Mom's always one to help not escalate panic.
Yeah, of course. And then we pause and freak out because we realize the chickens are still out there.
Yep.
Fortunately, all the chickens made it. One of them got bit pretty bad.
We found chicken feathers, just like, oh, honey, you might want to go inside while we look for the chicken.
Yeah, and I did, and we ended up finding her in, like, the bushes.
Yeah, and she was limping, but she made it.
She was bit pretty bad,
yeah.
Missing, like, a whole chunk of feathers on her back, but
yes.
She was okay.
Yeah, she's fine.
But that was the other one. What was the other one you had?
So the other one was when we were on vacation.
The cat getting the lizard?
Yes.
I wouldn't say that was too bad. Like, if I had, I'm going to make an example. I was a little older. I did cry because I really wanted to catch a lizard, and I still liked lizards. But
yes, but you like lizards and cats.
Yeah, I think I was nine or something. Like, that was maybe a bit immature, but I was, if I had had, like, the chickens when I was five or six, if they had just taken, like, a little baby toad and eaten it in one bite,
yeah.
I'd be devastated, but I would not have been, like, watching it get ripped. Like, I just remember I have, like, all these images in my head, like, burned in there. It was gross, but,
yeah.
Like, it was not the same as watching the cat grab the lizard
right.
from like 10 feet away.
Right, right.
Not the same.
And I think the cat just basically did down the lizard, right? Didn't
but
tear it apart.
But it wasn't like it was like pulling off all the skin and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking the arms off and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like torture. It was just gone.
Yep.
That went off a bit far.
Yeah.
But that was a bit of a tangent.
No, no, it's not a tangent because you got to see that there's nature and nature is, we can say cruel, but it doesn't really matter because nature is nature.
Yeah.
Animals eat each other. So all of this thing where you never see the lions eat anyone and they're all just super nice and friendly and chill and everyone's just hanging out. It's like, it's training children that there are not predators, there are no dangers in the world other than maybe occasional natural dangers or these weird white wolves or something like that. So I don't like this lulling all the kids' sense of security and not having kids be trained, because the lions are learning how to fight as cubs, right? And so you should be learning that there are cruel things in the world. There are evil people who make bad decisions. Now, you can go too far with this, as in the case of Pinocchio. Pinocchio, when I watched that as a kid, that was pretty appalling as far as dangers went.
Right.
But, or even Alice in Wonderland. Alice is, can be a little creepy.
I loved Alice in Wonderland as a kid. I didn't know much about it because you guys didn't really I knew like the concept of the story and I've seen some scenes from it. I thought it was really cool. Right. But now I'm in it.
You're in it. That's right. So yeah, this movie, the reason I gave up on it was I actually started to just get really sleepy and bored, even with all of the stimulus, the music.
Me too, bro. I was done. I was like, I got a Discord message. I'm like, oh.
The songs were just terrible too.
I thought there was one that was decent, but I couldn't remember. I can't still.
Was it the one where they were talking about paradise? Or
no, it was the one with the bad guys, I think.
I do like a little bit of the self-references, like talking about the song that everyone sang for 6 years straight, and we can't sing this one because of the lawyers. Like, I think that's kind of clever and funny.
Oh, I didn't actually even hear that.
Yeah.
I was listening. Like, I wasn't on my phone at that point, I think, but it was the...
I just got really bored because it was just a whole sequence of things. They were cut out, cardboard, cliched characters, and nobody had any... It was all just a bunch of accidents, and like, even if... See, here's the thing, too. If the woman had said, that the female had said to the husband under the big tree, you just lays around and he's like, no, I'm out there guarding the perimeter, right? And then he'd come back and said, look, we've got lions coming, we have to escape or something. Then she'd be like, okay, well, it makes sense what you're doing. I'm sorry, I doubted you. But it's nothing like that, right? There's never anything like that.
No.
So yeah, I just, this would definitely be a...
Do not watch.
Do not watch.
Worst $20 of our life.
Yes, that hurt. It was like it was extracted from my kidney through my spleen.
Through your spleen. Wow.
Yeah.
Adding a whole extra level of pain.
Unpleasant. Anyway, let's go get a snack and feel better.
Heck yeah.
Thanks, everyone. Freedomain.com/donate.
Bye.
Bye.